Defense spending makes up more than half of the federal budget, and the White House has pledged an additional $54 billion this coming fiscal year. But a 2015 report claimed to have found ways to streamline DOD by $125 billion, and it's coming back to haunt the agency. We get more of that now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, who joins us. Hello, Meredith.
Hi, Jared.
And refresh our memory on this report. As we just said, it's a couple years old now, but as you indicated, it's getting some new attention now.
Yes, it is. Federal News Radio reported on it back in 2015. It's been available to the public on the DBB's website, the Defense Business Board, who put out this report. And Deputy Defense Secretary Bob Work has talked about it since it's been published. That being said, in December, the Washington Post published an article claiming the Pentagon had tried to cover it up so that the agency wouldn't have its budget slashed. And here we are 4 months later, and the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform wanted answers to a letter it had sent over to DOD asking, all right, what's going on? Why? Where are these, you know, $125 billion coming from? Mm-hmm. It's important because we're in the middle of budget time right now. Donald Trump just issued his first budget as president, and it includes, like you said, an extra $54 billion for defense spending, bringing the total to more than $603 billion. So the report factors in because people could look at this report and the history of DOD's not so great financial record and wonder why exactly it's getting more money when it can't seem to even get a handle on some of its own functions.
So beyond the fact that the report exists and rehashing some of its recommendations, what exactly happened at the hearing?
So this was a big hearing, again, at the House Oversight on Government Reform. The six witnesses, ranging from DOD to the DBB and the contractors who put this report together. Tempers flared, especially around the report, and not only whether or not it was swept under the rug, but whether it was even a report to begin with. Michael Baer, he's the current chairman of the Defense Business Board. He said that the findings, which were posted online, 70-something pages worth, were incorrectly labeled as a report. And that touched off a big debate on how it just ended up as a slideshow, but Baer said whatever it was on the DBB site for anyone to see. Here he is talking with Congressman Rob DeSantis.
From the time in which this effort was completed, the effort at hand, the board has done 9 other pieces of work in the normal progression of things.
So why, I mean, what is your response to the questions that were asked? You have some of these things that are publicly available, more prominent. This one is I would say, in a little bit harder to find location. Well, why is that?
Well, very simply, there's 3 places on the Defense Business Board website where previous work is displayed. When you dial onto the website to the beginning, there's a banner of work that flies by. That's always the most current work. For a while, this effort was there. But it was.
How long, do you know?
I don't. I'd have to go back
was
and look.
Was it still on when you took over as
When
chairman?
I took over, it was on. But it was replaced by the next piece of work, fostering an innovative culture through corporate engagement and partnership. It was always available on the minutes of that board meeting in January of 2015. It was erroneously listed as a report because, with the greatest respect, this is what a report looks like. It has all the context and the verbiage associated with the briefing and the deliberation of the board. What was on the board site at that time was this, which is now hardbound. That's a collection of slides. There's no narrative, no explanation, no discussion. And further, every single page of this thing says on it, the full DB report will later contain detailed texts which will reflect the totality of the points discussed and modifications.
That was Michael Baer. He's the current chairman of the Defense Business Board, talking with Congressman DeSantis. And then here's the debate on whether this is a report or just a PowerPoint. And this has got a lot. And Jason Chaffetz involved. He's the House Committee Chair. You also have DOD Acting Deputy Chief Management Officer David Tillotson and Kenneth Klepper, a former DBB member. But the first voice you'll hear is Congressman Elijah Cummings.
See, I'm confused. I mean, it's just...
I can offer
some clarity, because I'm used to a contract says you do certain things for a certain amount of money, and you deliver them, period. So is this something that's open-ended, by the way?
No, sir. Clean deliverables. We got those deliverables. Okay. Those were delivered.
And then I'll...
Some of this is new information to me. I can tell you about the report. The final report was being written. It was almost completed. I was waiting for it, and then I had made a decision to leave. And they were very close because I was going to proofread, go ahead and do a proofread. So we were very close. They were working on it. So then I called back and I said, you know, it was a few weeks later, I said, have you finished report? And I took it. And the officer that was working it said they were told to stand down. So never got it. Now, this document that David's got, that's the first time I've seen it. So I can't answer what happened after that.
So I think it's safe to say that this thing you were waving around, Mr. Tillotson, this is not the report, is it?
That is all that I have as a report.
Yeah, it's not a report. It's a slide deck. In fact, it refers to a report that's forthcoming that never did get produced. And we spent $9 million and never did get a report. Is that accurate?
No, that's not accurate.
So well, where's the report? Back. Where is the report?
So with all due respect, Mr. Chairman, again, the contract wasn't to deliver a DBB report. There is no...
You can keep going in circles. We paid $9 million to taxpayers to get a report. You started flailing around saying, here it is, it's printed. This is a slide deck. It's not a report.
With all due respect, Mr. Chairman, the contract specified...
Don't give me your... Did you report... Did they develop and produce and publish and put on the Internet a report? Yes or no?
McKenzie did not put a report on the Internet, nor were they...
This is why we're having this hearing, and this is why you are overseeing a department that is in chaos.
Nor were they contracted to do so, with all due respect, Mr. Chairman.
And we're talking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, recapping a hearing on a... I don't know what to call it. Missing Defense Business Board report. And Meredith, I mean, that's really the most interesting part of this to me is that the fact that there was supposed to be a full detailed report delivered at some point instead of just the slide deck that we've seen. Because one of the criticisms of that slide deck was that, you know, the Defense Business Board was essentially saying, here's a way to save $125 billion. But they really did not say, they really did not give any details on how, other than to look out at the private sector and say, look, these are the sort of year-over-year efficiencies and reductions in overhead that private sector companies have been able to achieve. So DOD should be able to do the same thing. And a lot of critics of the report, or shall I say PowerPoint deck, have pointed out that, you know, the Defense Department is a completely separate, different kind of organization, and you really can't, you know, copy and paste that kind of strategy from one to the other. So I guess my question is, did anything come from all that arguing and debate, and did we eventually figure out why the full report was never produced?
We never really figured out exactly why, but Robert Stein, another former Defense Business Board chairman, was there, and he had some advice on how to avoid something like this, though, the next time around. He offered his thoughts after Congressman Darrell Issa asked him about it.
How do we, on this side of the dais, ensure that never again are there tens or hundreds of billions of dollars in savings that the American people are denied because some unknown person in the Department of Defense puts a kibosh on it for whatever reason and Congress doesn't find out about it? How do we stop that from happening?
You know, having a great plan is one thing. Having people that can implement it is another. What I like to do is get people in the same room with Kenny Klepper, whoever that might be, and that's the one thing that frustrated me, is not the same people were sitting in a room and they disagree or agree, but we're talking about very important things, and nobody will get in the same room. And I'm saying that Dave Tillotson is as good a person as you can find. Bob Work is as good a person as you can find. And the antibodies got us. And the antibodies is going to kill this country if we don't stop. And we got to change culture, and we got to make things to happen.
That was Robert Stein, another former DBB chairman. Congressman Jerry Connolly also asked DOD to submit a potential plan on savings and FATAR requirements. There was a pledge for more accountability and transparency across the board. And also interesting is that David Tillotson said DOD does need another round of base realignments and closures to help streamline the agency. And there have been some reports, recent reports about that. Although he said that just can't be the only thing that DOD does.
All right. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Thanks for the update, Meredith.
Thanks, Jared.